Love is in the details. My father and mother were married for 54 years. And of all the things that my father must have said to my mother over those 54 years, the one thing my mother remembered, and it was as if it was the only thing she remembered, and that was the very last thing my father said to her before he died. I know this because there wasn't a single time when I was with my mother, driving her to the grocery store, going to the mailbox with her, whatever it was we were doing, she would say to me, "Do you know what your father said to me just before he died?" "Yes, Mom, I know. You've told me time and time again." What he said to her was, "Be sure to take care of my cat and dog." And then he did add, "I love you, I love you, I love you." Perhaps you too have noticed how people always remember the last words of a loved one. The last words of one who is dying are especially unforgettable, for often these words convey an expression of love or a wish for the well-being of the people who are left behind. And the survivors, they will visit and revisit these words over and over again because it helps them connect to the person who is gone. In what has been called Jesus' farewell discourse, the evangelist St. John in today's gospel presents the last words of the soon-to-die Jesus to his disciples. These are not the seven last words. These are Jesus' last words to his disciples. They are not a wish. They are a commandment. Not one of the Ten Commandments, not even one of the two great commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus doesn't have Ten Commandments or even two great commandments. He has just one commandment that he wants to leave with his disciples. The new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. A new commandment. But really? Does that really sound like a new commandment? I mean, it's not like no one has ever said that before. The idea to love one another is as old as the Old Testament. Even today, as in Moses' day, the idea to love one another is a principal teaching of the Jewish faith. So Jesus' new commandment isn't new in the sense of never having been before, but the new commandment is renewed. Renewed. That is, it is intensified, and it is given new weight by the one who speaks it, Jesus. When Jesus speaks the new commandment, to love one another as I have loved you, he is saying much more than just a new commentary on an old commandment by a new teacher to a set of new students. His is not simply a comment, but rather his is a commitment. And it is in his commitment to love that he literally renews the commandment. Jesus does much more than transfer a few simple words about an old commandment to his disciples. What he transfers is life itself to them through his commitment to love others by giving himself totally, unconditionally, and freely to others. When Jesus gave the new commandment to his disciples, he did it at the Last Supper. In this supper, he was offering more than food and drink. He was offering literally himself. This is my body. This is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. His command to do this in remembrance of him, it includes more than just eating and drinking. It implies that those who eat his body and drink his blood will love as he loved. It is the latter part of the new commandment, as I have loved you, that makes it new. Not just love one another, but love one another as I have loved you, completely, unconditionally, and without cost. Really? What do you think? Is it really possible for us to love one another as he loved us? What do you think? You know, in the end, I guess it really doesn't matter what it is we think, because Jesus believes that we can do this, that we truly can love one another as he has loved us. After all, we are his. In the waters of holy baptism, Jesus made us his own. We are his. And every time we come to this table, every time we hear the words, "This is given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins," we are encouraged, we are empowered by his grace to go and love unconditionally. But we'll never know if we can do that if we don't try. You see, love, Christ's love for us, and our love for others is in the details. Love is in the details. And it reminds me of a story, a wonderful story of a missionary woman. She taught in a mission school, and one of her favorite students was a young boy. And one Christmas, he presented her with a beautiful, perfectly shaped seashell. And she knew that there was only one beach where he could have obtained that beautifully, perfectly shaped seashell. And she knew that it was 30 miles away and that he had no means of travel. When she asked him about it, he admitted that he had walked 30 miles there and 30 miles back to get that seashell for her. And she was aghast. And she said, "But that's so far. Why ever would you do that?" He answered, "Long walk, part of gift. Long walk, part of gift." Love is in the details. My father's request to my mother, "Be sure to take care of my cat and dog." After my father's death, that was truly my mother's mission. To take care of his cat and dog. Love is always in the details. When Jesus said to his disciples, "Love one another as I have loved you," that love is in the details too. It loves in small ways rather than large ways. It may be the choice to choose a kind word rather than a critical word. Being patient with the impatient, listening to the lonely, choosing to bless rather than curse, to forgive rather than begrudge. Jesus understood the importance of loving God and others in little ways, giving food to the hungry, drink to the thirsty, welcome to the stranger, clothing to the needy, visiting the sick and the imprisoned, and most important, forgiving one another. Love is always in the details. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.